And welcome to the Jeff Blumenkranz Songbook Podcast, bonus episode 8. I'm here by myself, and some people were asking me, what's with the bonus episodes? So I just wanted to explain that again, even though I know I've done it before. Last year I published a songbook which has 20 songs in it, and the purpose of this podcast was to get recordings of those 20 songs up and available for people to listen to. But sometimes there were weeks when I didn't have versions of those songs ready to go, so I stuck in what I'm calling a bonus episode, i.e. a song that's not in the book that is kind of a filler episode. So regular episode songs in the songbook. Bonus episode songs not in the songbook. I still wrote them, I just didn't publish them. So I also wanted to mention that I've gotten sweet emails from people about looking for the music for some of those bonus episode songs. And I'm sorry to say, the music for those songs isn't like clean and polished and available, but I'm suggesting that if you are looking for those songs, just get yourself on my mailing list. And you can do that by going to jeffblumenkranz.com, and then there's a link for a mailing list. And just sign up for that, and I will put out word if that music becomes available. And the other reason to sign up for my mailing list is that the podcast is coming to a close, and I've also been getting sweet emails from people saying, oh, don't end the podcast, or do a different kind of podcast. So I've been thinking about possible ideas, you know, if and when I'm ready to get this machine started again, other ideas for podcasting. So if I pursue any of those, I will let the members of my mailing list know. So that's incentive. The song that I'm singing today is not likely to inspire emails of, can I get a copy of this? Because it's so specific. It's probably the most specific song I've ever written in my life. And this is a song I wrote for my best friend's wedding. My best friend in the world, her name is Tracy Katz, now Palladini, that's her married name. And we met when we were 12, but we really, really met when we were 14 as campers at Stage Door Manor. I'm sure I've talked about Stage Door Manor before. I think Julia Murney and I must have talked about it. Stage Door Manor is a performing arts camp. You might know it as the camp that inspired the movie Camp, and also the documentary right now called Stage Door, which is really great. And Tracy and I met then and became fast, best friends, and almost not a day goes by that we do not at least speak on the phone. So when Tracy got married, I, of course, was the man of honor, and I was also informed that I would be writing a song for the wedding. Scary. It's scary to, you know, be informed of something like that. But, you know, she is my best friend, and so I didn't say no. I said okay. And I set out to write a song that would be really funny and breezy and have lots of jokes about Tracy and give Mark an idea of what was in store for him. And I collected jokes and rhymes for months, and the date of the wedding drew nearer and nearer, and I could not write the song. So days before the wedding, I jumped ship and I conceived of a whole other song, and that's the one I'm going to sing today. And it's so, you know, specifically how I was feeling about this wedding, and I kind of thought no one's ever going to be interested in hearing this song, but I sang it at the Duplex a couple of weeks ago in a concert, and people really responded to it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to put it on the podcast. So here is the song I wrote for the wedding of Tracy Katz and Mark Palladini. Oh, wait, I didn't tell you about Tracy and Mark and how you might know them in the world of entertainment. Tracy and I, well, when we were, in our early 20s, were both involved in, myself in the Broadway production of Into the Woods, and Tracy was in the national tour. And we would literally talk on the phone backstage. She would be, you know, in California starting, you know, act one, and I would be finishing the show. In New York, we had, you know, dueling Into the Woods over the sound systems. And she was Little Red Riding Hood in the entire national tour of Into the Woods. So if you saw the tour in, it was probably 1989 or 1990, you saw Tracy as Little Red Riding Hood. And subsequently, she doesn't really act anymore, although she does do Into the Woods here and there, Sacramento and L.A. and a lot of productions. And she did it in Minneapolis and Texas. And anyway, you may have seen her since then, but basically not acting, basically raising a family in Virginia with her husband, Mark Palladini, who for many years was a big casting director in New York. He cast things like the movie The Mask and Battlestar. Some sci-fi series. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. She's going to kill me. It's gone. But Beverly Hills 90210, the last few seasons of that, and also a movie coming up, a Richard Attenborough movie called Closing the Ring. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of that series. It was a sci-fi series. Oh, it's gone. Not Battlestar Galactica, something with a B. Gone. Okay, here, I'm just going to sing the song. The song is When It Comes to You, sung by me, written by me, and in honor of the wedding of Tracy Katz and Mark Palladini. Every time I try to write this song, I'd start to cry, wonder why. Wonder why I cried on pads and pens and pianos, hoping that a seed would grow, but the lyric wouldn't flow. So I told myself, have faith and you will know. When it comes to you, when it comes to you, so I took some time to think about the things that we've been through, haven't you? Haven't you? I gathered all our years and times and tears and souvenirs to use, but I just couldn't bear to choose, and I agonized until I realized that there are no what we have and what we are, no melodies beautiful enough to convey my feelings on this day or any other day. When it comes to you, when it comes to you, every time I thought about you walking down the aisle, I would smile. Sure, I'd smile, and I'd picture how I'd look behind you carrying your train. Will they think that we're insane? Well, just let them say what they're gonna say, 'cause there are no words to describe what he has and what you are. No melodies tentative enough to convey my feelings on this day. Will he carry you away? When he comes to you, when he comes.
comes to you.
So now you've finally taken vows as husband and as wife, and that's for life. That's for life. And I hope that in this man you found a love that conquers all, a love to cushion every fall. I hope you see his eyes and realize that there are no words to describe what you have and what you are. No melody beautiful enough to convey your feelings on your wedding day. You've gotta celebrate the day when love comes to you. Love has come to you. Love has come to you.
So that was the song, and I did, in fact, you know, like, fix her train. Like, that was my job. I, like, fixed her train when she got in her position on the altar. And there's actually this really funny picture of me holding up her dress while she goes to the bathroom. But maybe I'll ask her if she minds if I put that on the website. It's pretty funny. Well, thank you all for listening to this song. As I said before, there's one more song from the songbook. And if I can't get that recording together for next week, I might be taking next week off because I've got a lot of stuff going on this week. So if I can't, so don't be mad if there's no episode next week. And again, thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon. Bye.